Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah! Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High. Truly, I do that we are back. Yes, indeed, that we're back again for another episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High, yes, for this opportunity, this very precious opportunity. To be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted for the healing of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said, if they could, to destroy. For men desirous to call themselves rulers. My brothers and sisters, yes, men desirous to call themselves rulers. In so many ways and so many times, my brothers and sisters, far from the call of the Most High, have dared in so many ways to either deny or unscrupulously seek to pervert the knowledge of the truth. Many men, my brothers and sisters, even going as far as to deceive themselves to believe that they are wise, beguiling the masses for the express purpose, my brothers and sisters, to keep the minds of the people blinded. For in keeping the minds of the people, my brothers and sisters, far from the knowledge of the truth, keeping people ignorant, lacking knowledge, the knowledge of the truth. So many have been left gullible. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say the rulers of the earth, in so many ways, have sought to keep the people blind to the knowledge of the truth, that the wicked might maintain for themselves an avocation, a job. For the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that a world blinded to the knowledge of the truth. Yes, my brothers and sisters, both the people and the pastors and the people, please, my brothers and sisters, examine Isaiah 24 and understand. The people, my brothers and sisters, have desired those who would flatter them and tell them that everything is all right in the midst of a world of mass contentions. rather than admitting the truth that after the Holy Spirit, man should have been compelled to seek the pure, perfect truth after which there can be no deceit. That man should have sought the pure, perfect truth after which there could be no deception. Pure purity and completion offers only one choice. But because men have not been compelled to seek all the truth that the Holy Spirit obligates man to seek, many of my brothers and sisters have upheld false allegiances, none of which, my brothers and sisters, counts. The soul of a man confirmed, steadfast, and stable unto the Most High. There is a truth, a great magnificent truth that man was told never to forget. A foundation, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, and told man that it should always be his expectation that men have not maintained. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, without that foundation, every single soul, without that foundation, is still found in so many ways unstable. Hard words, I know, but the truth is what it is. Messiah related in Matthias 7th chapter, he said, they who have his words and understand them are those who built their house upon a rock. When the rains come, the winds blow. In other words, with the strong rebuke of the Most High who reproves all unrighteousness, exposes all, my brothers and sisters, every unjust way. When he comes to do that, it's only those who have his word with the right understanding, even the understanding that is from the beginning, that shall be able to stand. There's a reason why in Revelation 6th chapter, there's a reason why in Malachi, in the 3rd chapter, it speaks about when Messiah comes, because the rulers have been very treacherous. Please read Isaiah 24. That the rulers will go forth crying out to the mountains, the rocks, the peoples, my brothers and sisters, the nations, asking them to hide them and cover them from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. For the day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? My brothers and sisters, I dare to say to you, the truth of the matter is that, presently speaking, the apparent pride of the rulers, the apparent seeming honor that has been bestowed upon the rulers, is that the people not discerning what should have been taught, what the leaders should have taught. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, the people not discerning what the rulers should have taught. For no man has a right to rule but by Yah. The people not discerning, my brothers and sisters, what was always the expectation of the saints, have believed and trusted in those who have grossly misled them. I would have you to discern something, my brothers and sisters. The Most High told me very early on. He said, to know what is said and not to know why it is said is to miss the point. I repeat, to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. One of the first things the Most High told man to hold steadfast to, Genesis 49. Think about it. When the Most High told the patriarch, Jacob, called him aside just before his death, to call aside his children, each one of the patriarchs of the 12 tribes of Israel, when he called them together, he told them, my brothers and sisters, what would come to pass concerning his children. The tribes of his children in the latter days, he warned them and told them, my brothers and sisters, of what should always have been their common expectation. But I regret to say that the rulers of the earth have not sought to uphold fully that ancient promise concerning what Messiah comes to do. Genesis 49 calls Messiah Shiloh. I'm talking about so many scriptures related to this one called Shiloh that are in the book of Isaiah, but in Genesis 49, 1, then 8 through 12, reciting this to be latter days, it talks about one out of the tribe of Judah. I repeat, it talks about one out of the tribe of Judah who surely must come to regather the people. What did it say, regather, my brothers and sisters? to regather the people. And yes, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 11 says, unto him shall all the nations, then shall all, unto him shall all the nations seek. Isaiah 42 says the same, that all the nations, my brothers and sisters, discerning what is the truth of the gospel of the Most High, no longer divided after the varying conceits of the nations, but discerning the word, the gospel that is that glad tiding, that good message, that fully fruitive message, that sure message, pure and complete, after which there's one choice. And my brothers and sisters, it is because man has fallen away from that pure, perfect message, and the rulers have comforted the people in their vanity not to seek the fullness of the truth, that the world we live in today remains divided and contentious. And I dare say what I've said before on shows in the past, my brothers and sisters, since we understand that the work of a devil is to shut down the minds, cause men to believe that they are already wise, that they are not compelled to seek the fullness of the truth, being deceived, my brothers and sisters, not to perceive or receive what greater truth is necessary, the end result, my brothers and sisters, men grown proud in their own self-righteousness, have not known to seek Messiah beyond their rulers. In fact, they just simply trusted that the rulers were wise. Unwilling to so often believe, my brothers and sisters, the truth that the scripture says that in the last day, Messiah must come to restore to mind much ancient truth that our people through the course of ages have forgotten. And it is because many have not discerned the need for that knowledge restored, because most have not understood that knowledge, nor remembered that knowledge, nor asked the Most High of His Spirit that teaches all things and brings all things to remembrance. As so many of my brothers and sisters are left gullible, unstable, the scriptures tell us in the book of Jacob, let not the double-minded man think of receive anything from Yah. What was he calling the double-minded man? He says, though we be scattered among the nation, we must remember that the Most High still requires of us a perfect work. And if we lack discretion, we must ask wisdom from Him. Meaning that if any man believes that he is true unto the Most High, not discerning how his thoughts have become pluralist, perverse, polluted, partial, indiscriminate after the designs of the nations, my brothers and sisters, that is still yet an indiscriminate soul. I will tell you that the scriptures tell us that there's an ancient truth that must be restored to the minds of our people. That a people true in their service unto the Most High shall be manifest. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who are ready to receive the testimony of the prophet that the Most High said he would send in the last days. Look at Acts 3:18 through 23. Only those who are ready to receive the fullness of his testimony, according to all the Most High speaks and has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began, only those who are ready to hear his consummate testimony to be restored, they and they alone, I repeat, they and they alone will be confirmed worthy, steadfast, and true. And whoever will not hearken to that prophet, my brothers and sisters, what does scripture say concerning that prophet? It says, Yeshua must remain in heaven until the times of the restitution of all things. And my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, whoever will not hearken to him when he comes as a prophet in these latter days. Isaiah 49 says he would come saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, to declare what is honorable before the Most High. Gave me a mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. Yes, a word that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart, that he might regather his people Israel, and even declare what is salvation from all the misconceits of all the nations, even to the end, the very end, or let's just say all the four directions of the earth. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. What that means is that there is no salvation. You hear what I'm saying? There is no salvation after the multitude of variant, contentious, contradictive standards of the nations. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? There is no salvation. There is no return unto the pure, perfect truth after the multitude of variant contradictions that are the divisions of the nations, defiant against the pure, perfect vision of the Most High. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, for a nation to be rebuilt true unto the Most High, well, very simply, for a nation to be rebuilt true unto the Most High, a people must be restored. Awaken, my brothers and sisters, to reason together. Reason together as one, beyond all the misconceits that have created, after faulty foundations, all the nations. A people, my brothers and sisters, who, despite the lies that nations have taught to preserve themselves and rulers have taught to preserve their personal pulpits and thrones. My brothers and sisters, did you hear me? The Most High must send one who discerns beyond all the misconceits of all the nations, not judging after what his eyes see or what his ears hear, none of the standards of the nations, who hearkens to the supreme Most High, the one supreme being beyond all else, that he shall awaken his people. I said that he shall awaken his people, that they walk after the unrighteousness, that they walk, my brothers and sisters, no more after the treacheries of the rulers, the short-sighted standards of the rulers, and that, my brothers and sisters, are people true unto the Most High, are people true unto the Almighty, might be manifest, that, my brothers and sisters, they no longer be unstable after any of the misconceits of men. Again, my brothers and sisters, the rulers have sought to hide the most important truths of the scripture. So the biggest lies have they told, my brothers and sisters, to hide the greatest truths, that men not consider the need to discern more, so much more. And the scripture calls those who do not discern the need for this remembrance among the wicked. Cause those, my brothers and sisters, who do not discern the need to seek the greater wisdom of Yah beyond men. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, the scripture calls them faithlessly guilty, because faith must be faithfulness unto the will of one. Let us understand, my brothers and sisters, something that the rulers of the earth would not desire that you should know. And that is the fact that Messiah surely comes to rebuild upon this earth a holy nation. I said Messiah comes to rebuild upon this earth a holy nation, a people, though they have been scattered throughout all the nations, will return unto him, will return unto the truth of the One Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the divisions of those nations that have divided them, and yes, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the so-called camps and denominations, which claim be true unto the Most High, but have only worked to keep our people divided after pretentious pulpits and thrones. It's so much, my brothers and sisters, like what has been happening, like I said, since the dawn of human fall. Man falling away from the knowledge of the truth has not desired to know it. Therefore, men have employed treacherous men willing to sell whatever the people are willing to buy. But the scriptures tell us well in Isaiah 18th chapter, that the day will come when men will no longer buy Babylon's merchandise. The merchandise of deceit, pretense, my brothers and sisters, will one day be counted worthless in a day of great light that cuts aside all the darkness. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the purpose for which Messiah indeed does come. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand. And I've said this before on this show, and those of you who don't understand what I'm talking about, please examine on my website. There's an article there called Prophetic Proof that relates that even the prophet Isaiah, what he declared, but if you understood it well, what Malachi also said, that it was understood Messiah must come three times. I repeat, three times. Once to deliver his people from a Babylon East where they have been scattered, And in the latter days, my brothers and sisters, not only from a Babylon west, but from all the nations where they had been scattered in the latter days. And in the interim, to give his very life that men discern beyond the treacheries of their rulers, that in his resurrection it be proven who is wise and who is foolish. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 53 says that Messiah would be murdered at the hands of the wicked of his people. But I want you to understand something. Daniel, in the 8th chapter, 8 and 5, you need to read it all the way out to Daniel 8:25, relates it from the time that Western imperialists came into the East to destroy the monotheist faith that was faith resulting of the monotheist revolution that had already occurred there. That from that time forward, Western imperialists, my brothers and sisters, Western imperialist polytheists would influence the whole world. Yes, even against the truth of the faith till Messiah returns. So we need to understand some things about the particulars of Messiah's, I will call this his second appearing. Did you hear me? 2,000 years ago was his second appearing. It was already understood. Zechariah, for instance, a post-exilic prophet after Israel returned from Babylon. Zechariah, post-exilic prophet, 3 and 8, 6 and 12. Zechariah prophesied of the one called, in the Aramaic he was called, branch. Well, in your English versions and translated from the Hebrew, not taking into consideration the full meaning of the word there, he's called the branch. But my brothers and sisters, in Hebrew, we need to understand something. The word samach, that means branch. The word, my brothers and sisters, the word danka, which also some have translated the branch. Well, it's something amazing to be understood about that. Aramaic words, and for that matter, it's amazing, even the Greek word, Anatole. Anatole means east, one who comes suddenly like the rising sun, cast out the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure. The word Danka, more precisely, my brothers and sisters, relates one who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to expose those who hide the truth from you. And Messiah's Revelation 22:16 said he is that root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, the one that was prophesied, my brothers and sisters, to return in the latter days to finally again. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? In Zechariah's time, it was prophesied that he would return to rebuild the temple unto the Most High, which means, my brothers and sisters, the temple that existed at the time of Messiah 2,000 years ago would have to be torn down, that he would have to rebuild one in the latter days. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said, rebuild the temple? Who is it, the Most High said, my brothers and sisters, be a shepherd of the whole, of a people made holy and awakened again to the truth? Who is it, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said, will come with a testimony to prove foolish all the wisdom of those who were esteemed by the world to be wise? You need to read Isaiah 44:20 to 45:6 to 46:8 through 13 and understand. Who is that one, my brothers and sisters, that is written of in Isaiah 45, says unto him, to the glory of Yah, his Father, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Romans 14, we need to read all around from Romans 14, 10, 11. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. My brothers and sisters, speaks to the Messiah, the crucified Savior. But my brothers and sisters, he's reiterated again as that one that's mentioned in Isaiah 45. We need to understand, my brothers and sisters, why Luke 1:67, Messiah is called the horn of David. How about the root and offspring of David? He is called day spring from on high. Or let's give my brothers and sisters to understand. Some texts call sunrise, or one that comes suddenly like the rising sun. The root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. If men are not willing to understand what was the ancient expectation of Israel, that one would come to rebuild a nation, that Israel would have dominion, then my brothers and sisters most have entirely missed the point. Think about it. If men would have always understood that Messiah would come in the last days to restore Israel as of old, in righteousness as in former days, as it is written, Need to understand it, my brothers and sisters, in Malachi 2:16 through Malachi 3:4. Understand that Messiah comes to restore Israel, even as the first chapter of Malachi also said that if another nation is torn down and seeks to rebuild, the Most High will tear them down again. But he said, Israel, my brothers and sisters, he will rebuild their old ruins, the desolations of many generations for a people who will return to keep his Shabbat, to keep all that is his completed will, his complete will, all that he reveals. Isaiah 56 says it. Isaiah 58, particularly 12 through 14 says it. My brothers and sisters, what those scriptures are saying, you need to understand something about it. Yes, indeed. All these scriptures relating to Messiah will come to rebuild the people made holy, true unto the Most High. But what did he say about that? Well, like I said, in the last days he brings people from a place in the west. Yes, even from all the nations. But Hosea says first primarily, Hosea 11. You need to read that 5th, then that 10th and 12th verse. It says, Messiah will roar like a lion, and his son shall come trembling from the west. Isaiah 11. Well, let's go back to the scripture says he comes a second time to regather his people as he did before from all the nations that they've been scattered. Well, guess what? Messiah didn't do that 2,000 years ago to bring the people back to their own land. Must be understood. Must be discerned. So who is it that comes a second time to do that in the latter days? Think about it. The scriptures talk about when Messiah came 2,000 years ago. Like one scripture says, died and rose to be Lord. In other words, rose to prove foolish those who persecuted him. He said the wicked of his people would be those who have put him to death. My brother and sister, you need to understand the word for wicked is the lawless. You ever stop to consider? I want you to think about this. The high priest of the year the Messiah was crucified, Caiaphas, said that Messiah, this one must die, that the nation might live. And for the sake, did you hear me, of all those abroad who had been scattered. Scripture said he said this by the Holy Spirit, but did he fully understand? What he did understand, if he understood the prophecies at all, was that Messiah, according to Daniel 9, last verses of Daniel 9, relates the idea that Messiah would come, would be crucified, or would be murdered, cut off. And that very soon thereafter, the people, my brothers and sisters, the oppressors of the land, Western imperialists, would come in and destroy Jerusalem, and Jerusalem would remain desolate until Messiah returns in the last days. Meaning that they understood, my brothers and sisters, some of them being treacherously appointed. Hear me now. Some of them, many of them being directly called priests, because they were set after the appointment of Rome. Rome had come in some decades before, murdered the priests, and established a priesthood after Roman ideals. So much so that the priests in Israel dared to say that they had no king but Caesar. Read around Yohanan 19:15 and understand what I'm talking about. My brothers and sisters, the wicked that they was talking about was those who compromised the will of the Most High after Roman Western lawless misconceives. Because in Rome, my brothers and sisters, that has sustained their authority. But the faithful ones of Israel, my brothers and sisters, expected Messiah to return, knowing that what he would come to do, and expecting that soon thereafter, many of them hoped that soon thereafter, however, if they'd read all the prophecies in Daniel, they'd understood better. Understanding, my brothers and sisters, the prophecies of Daniel tell you much. It's going to be, yes, the prophecies of Daniel, we talked about this many times before on the show, relates that from the time of Roman Western imperialists intrusion into the East to destroy the faith, it would be well over a couple of millennia before Messiah returns. We've talked about that before. Search the scriptures in Daniel well. They knew, my brothers and sisters, that Western imperialists would dominate the world until sometime far in the future. Well, that time, my brothers and sisters, restoration is upon us. The question I have to ask them, my brothers and sisters, you got to think about this. It meant that both the priest of Israel. And if anyone understood the prophecies among the Gentiles, they should have all known that the intrusion of the polytheist ideals of the nations could never have been deliverance. And that Messiah, in order to establish a people true unto the Most High, consecrated and steadfast unto the Most High, must realize, I said must realize, that just as it was man's instability that got him kicked out of the Garden of Eden, so was Israel's. So was Israel's, my brothers and sisters, behaving like the nation that got him kicked off the land again. Dare men say that not seeking, not collaborating together, seeking the pure, perfect truth of the Most High, according to the command that is the Shema, dare men say that after still dismissing the utmost command of all, that our people shall return to the land? But you got a lot of pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, presidents, whatever, more concerned about the preservation of their treacherous avocation than you have of people, my brothers and sisters, calling themselves rulers. They're concerned about the healing of a people, rebuilding of a nation. For rebuilding of the nation, the Most High said he would build. Daniel 2:44 says this kingdom, the Most High, will raise up in the day of all these divisive kings. He said he would raise up a nation, my brothers and sisters, that shall break in pieces all of the kingdoms, and the kingdom that the Most High shall raise up, true for himself. He said that nation shall endure forever. Well, concerning this, my brothers and sisters, I'd like to read a bit of scripture to you. Something we started talking about a bit last night. I believe it bears a bit of clarification. I'm going to get to and just relate a synopsis of a lot of scripture that relates throughout the book. From Genesis to Revelation, that prophesied that the Most High surely would choose his people Israel. And all nations, my brothers and sisters, must rejoice with them in the time that Israel is raised up again, a people who discern beyond all the deceits of the nations that there might be peace. Rejoicing that the Most High shall consecrate a people to himself. And my brothers and sisters, no question about it, that a people consecrated in the Holy Spirit cannot retain, my brothers and sisters, the misallegiances that we see among the nations. Cannot retain the false pride. There's been warfare and confusion among the nations. A people restored unto the Most High, my brothers and sisters, therefore must exceed all the contentions, contradictions of all their rulers. For without returning unto the will of one, how shall the Most High, my brothers and sisters, be pleased? For Yah is one, and so must one, being one, must be his people. I'd like to look at some scriptures that I related on last evening that I believe must be clarified to another dimension. Zechariah 11:3. Reads, there's a voice of howling of the shepherds. Oh, my brothers and sisters, what it means is that your leaders will one day cry in anguish because that after which they prided themselves, that after which they seemed honorable among the people, shall be exposed. Scripture says, the voice of the roaring of lions, because the forest of Jordan is spoiled. The forest was always considered, my brothers and sisters, well, I tell you, the word for forest, wilderness, even desert, where men are easily lost. Or let's just say easily lose their way. How about the mechanisms of deceit? The lies they have told will be exposed. And my brothers and sisters, it is not possible for men to fully believe the truth until first the lie is removed. The Most High must remove the lie that people may again believe the truth. That, what does it say in the fourth chapter? Thus says the Most High, my Yah, my Elohim, one who reveals and nurtures my conscience. Feed the lean flock. Feed the people, my brothers and sisters, who have not been fed the truth that must that my brothers and sisters be restored to their minds and hearts. Last thing Messiah said, the book of Yohanan, says the last thing Messiah said, in the book of Yohanan, they called John, said, if you love me, feed my lambs, feed my ewes. Ezekiel 34 says the reason why Messiah is going to be very angry. Jeremiah 23, why it says he's going to be very angry, because the leaders have not taught the people what they should have been taught. Taught nothing about who Messiah really is. Taught nothing concerning his purpose. Scripture says, in fact, they who wait for him shall renew their strength. We talked about this on last evening. It means they who wait for him to expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, all kings. Read Isaiah 40:27 to 41:4. Malachi 2:15 to 3 and 4. He exposes them all, that men might discern absolutely what is the righteousness of Yah. That's the reason why the scripture said it in Yohanan 3. It says, though Yah so loved the world, that whoever believes in him, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Wow. My brothers and sisters, it relates the idea that to discern fully and maturely what is the righteousness of Yah is not something that everyone so quickly comprehends. Relating the Messiah was related at the time as the one mature son, only begotten son, fully disciplined, that whoever believes in him might not perish. My brothers and sisters, Most High will bring an end to every line, every vessel that preserves one. But whoever believes in him might not perish. I didn't say others. Whoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Even the word, my brothers and sisters, beyond all word of contradiction. So let us understand. It talks about a time that must come when those, my brothers and sisters, who have spoken treacherously against the perfect truth must be exposed, that finally the flocks, my brothers and sisters, Zion, shall be fed with the knowledge of the truth. Read Jeremiah 23:1-5. Understand the same concept. For right now, my brothers and sisters, what has happened is the buyers of our people have slaughtered them. My brothers and sisters, not only physically, but spiritually. Taught them lies, my brothers and sisters, and while they did this, they did not discern the wicked among them. Have not discerned the wicked after which, my brothers and sisters, our people have been scattered, have not discerned their guilt. Perhaps I need to go back a second and rather relate again what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the wicked of the people that murdered Messiah before, under Roman authority. But it means, my brothers and sisters, compromised after the ideals of the Gentile nations, divided after the ideals of the Gentile nations. They did not seek first the ideal healing of the people. With the misconceits, the false doctrine, after which they felt that they could preserve a people, but certainly not a people, my brothers and sisters, in all things true to the Most High. But our people today, my brothers and sisters, have been among those who have slaughtered them, taught them lies that they might exploit them, and not discerned, my brothers and sisters, their guilt, and the desire that the people not discern, my brothers and sisters, also, that the people not discern how they have been dealt with very treacherously. And said, those who sold them, say, blessed be the Most High, for he has enriched us. In other words, they count themselves blessed that they've been able to exploit so many. And yes, my brothers and sisters, even among the various camps that call themselves Hebrew today, yes, my brothers and sisters, their own shepherds have had no pity upon the people and still never taught them the whole truth. Controversies among the people, like it said in Hosea. And that's what it means to say your mother keeps silence. What it means, my brothers and sisters, that those you expected to care for you and teach you all that you should have known have not cared. But I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. The Most High sent a prophet to speak what others would not. The day must come, my brothers and sisters, in order to rectify things, just like it says in Isaiah 24. As with the people, so with the priests. In other words, my brothers and sisters, hey, both the leaders who have lied pretending to be wise, and the people who have wanted the pretense, Most High will not be pleased with either. She says, the day will come for our no more pity the inhabitants of the land, says the Most High, below. But he said, below. I want you to understand, he was bringing about a wrath, whereby my brothers and sisters, people will realize the only hope they have is to return to the Most High. And you need to understand what it really means here at these next part of the verse. It says, no more pity the inhabitants of the land. But lo, behold, get this, my brothers and sisters. You need to understand it because when you look at Jeremiah 31, 31 through 36, the scripture says, the Most High says, he will write his laws. He says, they shall no longer every man teach his brother, saying, know the Lord, know the Most High. But he said, my brothers and sisters, that he would write his laws, even send Messiah, my brothers and sisters, to assure that the righteousness of the law and order of the Most High, yes, rebuilding a nation, a holy nation, he shall write his laws upon the minds and hearts. That they become again his people, pure and consecrated unto him. And their sins, how about my brothers and sisters, the sin of their iniquity, going after the ways of others, he will remember no more. I want you to understand what this means. When it says, Father, no more have pity upon the inhabitants of the land, it means that he will render punishment upon the nations, and even all the peoples. Yes, my brothers and sisters, whatever is necessary to bring his own people even back to him. And in that day, my brothers and sisters, when he begins to teach again his people the way of life, you need to understand the Shema. What did he say? He said, the Most High is one. Each man is obligated to seek and love the Most High, love him and love the Most High, and therefore to seek him with all mind, heart, soul, and might, that we transcend all the multitude of indiscretions among us, and that every man, my brothers and sisters, should seek what it is to reason together, to discern indeed what is the righteousness of Yah, for Yah will have his way. When it says, I will deliver every man into his neighbor's hand, what it means, all the people shall discern their need to mutually work together for the preservation of a righteous people. That is the Shema. Seek him with all mind, heart, soul, and might unto all that it declares our oneness and infirmity in him. And this we must do, my brothers and sisters, each man for the sake of his brother and the sanctity of the holy name, the preservation of divine conscience in this earth. This is our deliver every man into his neighbor's hand. My brothers and sisters, it means that there should be brought forth a trustworthy people and speak no lies, do no iniquity, no deceitful tongue among them. That's the people, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said he would preserve. And I would deliver them, my people again, my brothers and sisters, into the hand of their king. Please read sometime, my brothers and sisters, Ezekiel 37 and understand when he says, you guys, they shall have one king and one shepherd, a faithful one, my brothers and sisters, who indeed shall feed them, shall bring forth again the nourishment of the land, spiritually, my brothers and sisters, unto the good blessing of the Most High. The people shall flourish and the land shall be filled with flocks of righteous men. And he said at that time, my brothers and sisters, when he restores his people, they shall divide the land among the tribes, and it will not be delivered, my brothers and sisters, again from their hands. You need to understand something. That is nation building, my brothers and sisters. That is nation rebuilding. So much prophecy speaks of the same. You need to understand. It's amazing to me. What is called Christianity today, Western Christianity, where every nation has had their so-called national Jesus. After the polytheist ideals of the nations, many not realize the need that we must all be consecrated unto the will of one. We have not understood, my brothers and sisters. Entirely missed the point. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? I said entirely missing the point. So many of my brothers and sisters have not understood the Messiah does not come to preserve the nations nor the rulers who have kept the people in darkness. Did you hear me? That is not the purpose for which he comes. But the scripture says, my brothers and sisters, when he comes to destroy those who have held the people in darkness, the nation that have kept the people in darkness, when he restores again the light that it should be remembered forever, it's even reading from Isaiah 59:8 through 19:21 through 60:12. It says, the nation, my brothers and sisters, that will not walk in according to that restoration of light shall perish. What does that mean? That means that every nation not founded upon the foundation of the expectation that the Most High will surely restore and rebuild his people, gathering them from among all the nations where they have been kept in darkness. The nation, my brothers and sisters, that has not had that expectation has stood upon a faulty foundation that in the judgment shall not be able to stand, for they all have dealt treacherously against the truth of their righteous expectation. They've taught a Christ and not a Kurdi. You need to understand the difference. Greco-Roman idea of a Christ was one anointed and to preserve all the varied ideals of all the various kings and rulers, false gods of all the nations. The Kurdi was one who was expected, my brothers and sisters, to reprove all the rulers. Scripture says he comes suddenly like the rising sun and all the doggone kings and rulers of the whole world. Scripture says we'll all be subdued by the righteousness of his word. He will give them all as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. Yes, his word like a sharp two-edged sword. The accuracy and the surety of his word shall expose all those who have compelled the people to miss the point. And he shall not err in his justice. My brothers and sisters, but the nations have all had their national ideas of a savior.
90.
Perverting the concept of what is the purpose and the salvation of the Most High. That my brothers and sisters, they keep the people in bondage after a false concept of promise. False concept of Messiah, my brothers and sisters. And if the people truly understood the purpose for which Messiah comes, this polytheist, international, diverse travesty that men have called the Savior, not true to the Holy Spirit, could not have deceived the people. So again, we need to understand that the righteous concept of Messiah that the early church knew, Rome had to obliterate and destroy so that they could pass on and pander this, what Revelation speaks of, after murdering all the saints in Revelation 13, this one false concept of Messiah having horns like a lamb and still speaking as a dragon, offering the people propaganda. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Propaganda. Against the people of the Most High and against the faith. That many of my brothers and sisters should fall into bondage, not recognizing the iniquity of the fact that they were even separated under a multitude of variant kings in the first place. Need to understand. Messiah comes to rebuild a holy nation by bringing his people back from the midst of all the corruptions of the nations. And that, my brothers and sisters, a realization of that fact means that what people have preserved today after Western polytheist rule, you need to understand it could never have existed as long as the people of the Most High knew the truth. Think about it. Many call themselves Christians today, call Israel still yet the chosen people of the Most High, but have they considered what chosen for? Many who call themselves Israel today, have they understood what they were chosen for? Many are so far away from even beginning to understand. My brothers and sisters call the chosen people the apple of the Most High's eye. Have they not understood, our brothers and sisters, because the Most High gave him his name to be his heirs, but true to his righteousness and not the pluralist ideals of another? But like I say, your leaders have not been concerned about the Shema. The Shema, which is a command, my brothers and sisters, think about it. The truth of the faith demands that the people of the Most High must have a conscience transcendent the variant borders and mindscapes of the nations. My brothers and sisters, beyond the misconceits and divisions of this world, the people of the Most High, I said beyond the mindscapes and the divisions of this world, the people of the Most High must seek in all things to return beyond all the divisions of the nations unto the will of one. And my brothers and sisters, that did not preserve the multitude of variant Gentile nations. but brings an end unto the brings an end to the confusion whereby men have been being blinded after being born of this world. Must see what it is to be born again, my brothers and sisters, after the higher righteous, the Most High, even him who never meant it to be. That men ultimately be ruled by anyone else but he himself. Do you think the Most High likes the thoughts of men after which men have preserved contentious ideals? That all the Most High see is something far from unto his glory and honor? Are people, my brothers and sisters, warlike one against another and then claiming to be his people? That is insanity. Again, my brothers and sisters, the people who do not have the firmity of the initial foundation and expectation are still found unstable. And my brothers and sisters, you need to understand what that means. Scripture says, let not the unstable, double-minded man think he receive anything from Yah. Such a one, my brothers and sisters, can flip-flop at any time. The Most High is not going to establish his kingdom upon any such infirmity as that. As an ancient foundation, the expectation one who would gather all the peoples again to the Most High, Shiloh, the one who would bring peace after a pure, perfect will of the one Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, demanding that all nations be converted after the will of one. And if the rulers didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters, they never taught you the gospel. That's exactly what's meant in Isaiah in the 41st chapter. It says, no prophet. Let me tell you something. A prophet is always have to always come as one who seeks to restore the nation of Israel. Did you hear me? A true prophet will always come as one who comes for the express purpose, for the restoration and the expectation of the restoration of the kingdom of Israel. Not after the multitude of varying nations of this world, but a Shamaim, my brothers and sisters, a people who will be true to the Shema, who will seek all that is the righteousness of Yah, allowing nothing to act as an obstacle, that all might be consecrated unto the will of one. What does the scripture say in Isaiah 41? Hey, long time no prophet. Therefore, none who preached the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. Hey, my brothers and sisters, preserving so many contradictions that none understands. The scripture says, or none discerns what is the answer, what is the solution to this aberrant lack of peace that exists in the world. So Isaiah 1 says, the Messiah will come, saying, but concerning him, the Most High says, oh, my servant. Oh, I didn't say seeks to appease the various men, one who performs all that is his pleasure, divine pleasure. It says concerning him, behold, my servant, my elect, in whom my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the nations. And yet, my brother says, he shall not fail nor be discouraged till he said, just on earth. And all the isles shall wait for his law. My brothers and sisters, I got news for you. The nations still have not sought the perfect order of the Most High, else they would have been long ago consecrated unto the will of one. The nations have not converted. And my brothers and sisters, because they have not had faith unto the faith, unto faithfulness unto the will of one, being unconverted, my brothers and sisters, also not yet confirmed. For Messiah himself has to come to restore the true knowledge of the covenant beyond all the misconceits of man. And then shall our people be made worthy. They lied when they told you that people are after the varying ideas of their various nations and denominations. What? They say they died and went up to some sky heaven somewhere. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says that men actually rest in the earth until. Did you hear me? They rest in the earth until the time of a resurrection, until the time of the restitution of all things. Abraham's children were promised the land. They'll rather tell you about some place up in the sky because they don't want to tell you about the system of this earth after fall in order to establish the kingdom of Yah upon this earth. And it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the kingdom to come. Yes, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High promised for a people that they might be resurrected. Why do you need a resurrection unto a body for anything if you, my brothers and sisters, you're going to be somewhere up in the sky? Come on, people, catch on. The leaders have lied to you to tell you that you have hope after, my brothers and sisters, where there is no reverence for the truth of Yah. Because they did not discern Messiah as one who comes as a nation rebuilder. Beyond all the marks of the beast nations, my brothers and sisters, many have trusted in a false faith after which there was, quite frankly, no hope. They lied. Blessed are they who will understand the truth. It's time we discern the reality, my brothers and sisters, for a long time that has been hid. Most have not understood even who Messiah is. And Scripture says, they who wait for him shall renew their strength. It's talking about renewing the strength of a people, strong beyond all the misconceits of them that are the marks of the beastly who refuse to reason as one. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters. The Scripture said he would subdue all the kings. My brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you is that Messiah will come and he will not sanction any. Hey, he will not sanction the misadministrations that are, well, quite frankly, all the rulerships of the earth. None of the kings, none of the priests, none of the rabbis, none of the elders, none of them have been true unto all that is the righteousness of Yah. The Scripture says that when Messiah appears, his great concern is that, hey, there's for a long time been no prophet, and none understands. None is prepared to hear and understand fully all that is his word. Why? Isaiah 28 says they can give you the precepts necessary to comprehend him. So Messiah was saying Isaiah 51, when he is finally revealed as who he is. Scripture says he would come forth saying in Isaiah 50, why when I came was there no man? When I spoke was there none to answer? Did your leaders not tell you how I would appear? Wow. That he would surely awaken to discern beyond all the misconceits of the leaders, to bring again his people, to strengthen his people, my brothers and sisters, again into the will of one. Why didn't they tell you about the secret city prophecies that are secret city prophecies concerning a city that's a miniature example of all the treacherous confusion of all the rulers of all the nations throughout the earth? They tell you, my brothers and sisters, how to discern where that city is. They tell you its name. Article on my website, hiddengospel.com/secret-city, explains it. My brothers and sisters, what the Most High said he would do. He has already set the plan well in motion. And my brothers and sisters, the time is now very, very, very late. Because my brothers and sisters, not only is that place already established, but quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, all the conditions the Scripture says must be met. That he brings about the plan that will expose all unrighteousness, my brothers and sisters. That plan and all those conditions necessary to be met are now, my brothers and sisters, just about, you could say, complete. What is it, my brothers and sisters, that would cause the Most High to restrain himself in a time of his great anxiousness for honor to be restored? For what reason, my brothers and sisters, would he not now bring to bear, my brothers and sisters, all that he promised? Got news for you, my brothers and sisters. The Most High has grown quite vexed at how his name is being misrepresented by so many of my brothers and sisters who claim to be his own. In fact, Malachi speaks about it, how so many claim to be his. He said the wicked, the lawless, are well set up. And my brothers and sisters, they say, for what reason then do we keep the law and the commandments of the Most High to walk meekly before him? And this is what those who claim to revere him do. He said, the day will come when you will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, why you should serve, sought him. And the day that he says the wicked should be ashes on the soles of the feet of the righteous, when you discern the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. He said, one called the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing upon his lips. Said, remember the law which he gave his servant Moshe. Nation rebuilding time, my brothers and sisters, what it's talking about. So much of what is written in the law, many have not discerned and called, oftentimes even desired to call it barbaric, because they didn't understand that the Most High was about consecrating a people that would be secure as his own. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, I know what is said and I know why it is said has been the reason why so many have entirely missed the point. Not understanding, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High said is necessary for the healing of people. And think about it. Many who call themselves Christians today don't understand the idea about the consecration of a people restored unto the Most High. They don't understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is not pleased with the nations that they have given their allegiance to. Don't understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High sees their ideals as obstacles against understanding. So many say they love the Most High, but hate everything Yah has said unto the true, expectation, the consecration of people of a people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, at messianic hands, even the very Savior they say they trust. The Savior does not come to preserve any of the nations of the Gentiles, my brothers and sisters, but to assure that all will be converted unto the will of one, that his people, my brothers and sisters, no more be misguided after misconceits of another. And if they understood Messiah as the one who comes to perform that service, they would all realize that what they have trusted has been falsehood, because you can't bring a people back to the will of one without a law. And my brothers and sisters, do you really think the law is just something written upon a printed page? Again, to know what it said and not know why it is said, you missed the point. The king will establish order in his kingdom. And my brothers and sisters, as Messiah had to explain the law to the people before, so he returns to do the same. Because quite frankly, 45,000 denominations all interpreting the book differently according to their own, what seems wise in their own eyes. Everyone seeking to preserve his own quarter, his own pulpit, so-called pulpit and throne, declaring themselves distinct, but still, my brothers and sisters, stinking, filled with stench after all the unclean thoughts of the nations. Everyone seeking to exalt his own authority, forgetting that the Most High has established one throne and one judgment seat. I have deceived the people, my brothers and sisters, preferring that the day never come that your eyes would see and your ears would at last hear. Messiah shall come to restore, my brothers and sisters. All that he said before must be. He said in Isaiah 58, for instance, to those who would keep his Shabbat, to do things that please him. Isaiah 56 says the same. It's all mean the same thing. Hey, we'll take their false authority from off his Shabbat. In other words, teach what needs to be taught. All teaching the same thing. He said, these are the ones who will rebuild the old ruins and the desolations of many generations. He said, those who would do this would inherit yes, my brothers and sisters, the land that was promised unto Jacob, your father. And the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has spoken and promised it. My brothers and sisters, the Most High never said that he would be pleased with the people divided after their own contentions. In fact, whenever the people of the Most High did not seek in all things to think together as one, it was not long before they were cast upon the land after the curses that they sought to uphold. Think about what I mean by that. He said, if you're going to act like Gentiles, not being a people consecrated after one mind, what did he say in 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11? He said his people must all speak the same thing. No divisions among them. He said, as long as there's strife and divisions among you, still carnal. Well, guess what? Anytime his people don't seek an atonement after the pure will of one, guess what? He calls them not true to himself. Not honorable, my brothers and sisters, but dishonorable. And the Most High never said he would give his title of honor to a people, my brothers and sisters, who would not be true to his name. I dare ask my brothers and sisters, shall a prophet, one whom the Most High sends to show a true way of righteousness, shall one compelled after the spirit of the Most High, beyond all the diverse worldliness of the nations, be constrained after double-minded worldliness? Will the people dare to say, hey, they want him to compromise his word, hypocrisize the word that he gets from the Most High, that they might understand? Brothers and sisters, far better that the people be prepared to listen, that the people be prepared to hear a word that they had not before heard. Isaiah 52, 15 through 53, 1. Hey, kings should shut their mouths because of him, because guess what? My brothers and sisters, the rulers are guilty if they didn't teach you all that they should have. No one has a right to rule but by Yah. Kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. So who's going to believe the report of one of my brothers and sisters who would give a testimony that the rulers never spoke? My brothers and sisters, that discretion is the gift of Yah. And it's to those, my brothers and sisters, who seek to do all things the Most High has required, true to his goodness, Daniel 12:10, please understand. None, my brothers and sisters, is truly the Most High, but those who discern or seek to discern His will after a pure foundation. There are those who have not sought the Most High, true to all the Most High requires, that they might exalt themselves. But such as this, my brothers and sisters, Most High can never be pleased. He said those who have done good works, that desire to do fully what He requires, they are the ones who understand. My brothers and sisters, that clues in on something else. The true servant of Yah must always seek all that is the righteous word and pleasure that appeases his master. And those who believe, my brothers and sisters, that all the rulers of the earth and their differences have sought to be true to the will of one, my brothers and sisters, have never understood what the scriptures already said about the treachery of your leaders. He said, your righteous must concede that, or get my point, the contentions of your leaders. Or how shall you ever be true to his peace? Wake up time. Genesis 14, let's go back. I've talked about it before on this show about how Genesis 14 talks about Messiah ultimately as a priest after the order of Melchizedek, that he will conquer all the rulers of the earth. Psalms 110, please understand. A priest after the order of Melchizedek, according to what Melchizedek declared, that a people who will seek all righteousness after Messiah will indeed conquer all their enemies. At the hand of one, my brother and sister, the Most High himself would raise up to victory. Oh, we need to understand how that clues in on Isaiah, my brothers and sisters. Yes, Isaiah, the 41st chapter, Isaiah 45th chapter. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High said, 44th to 45th chapter of Isaiah. Concerning the one the Most High said he would raise up, give victory to a people who will be true to the will of one. Genesis 49, we talk about the one called Shiloh, and to whom all the people must gather. Now, in other words, all the people, my brothers and sisters, would be faithful, must be gathered unto the will of one. The rulers didn't want you to know that because it means that only this one can bring peace. But the rulers, my brothers and sisters, yes, are more concerned about what they would seek to establish. But the Most High has already promised the way. Numbers 24 says Messiah will ultimately, my brothers and sisters, destroy all the nations. And whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, will preserve confusion. All those who would act then, my brothers and sisters, is an obstacle against the fruition of his people. Every obstacle he must destroy. My brothers and sisters, if they didn't teach you that, they didn't teach you the gospel, because they didn't teach you the whole word. The word gospel even means a consideration of the whole word, all of the Most High spoken. Isaiah 11 talks about Messiah, not judging after the various ideas of the nations, but after Yah from above, shall he speak, to expose every fallen standard after the varying ideas of the nations, to regather his people a second time as he did before, from all the nations where they've been scattered, to bring them back to their own land. Who did that before? It says he does it a second time at Isaiah 11:10-12, and quite frankly, those prophecies there are in 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, relating this as latter-day prophecy. Why didn't they tell you? Chapter 16, my brothers and sisters, talking about him bringing his people back from a city of destruction, that finally, so the Most High established a true heir seeking righteousness, hastening righteousness that will sit upon the Davidic throne. Why didn't they tell you about this, my brothers and sisters? Isaiah 19 talks about Messiah will come with a word from on high that will expose all the nations. That's what it means, he comes with a cloud. Clouds, examples of the greater testimony of the Most High. Says he will expose all the unrighteousness of all the nations. They will deliver the people into the hands of a strong and righteous king. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures talk about him coming to what is called the five cities, like Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboiim, and Zoar, a city of confusion, chaos. People call it the city of destruction. Read Isaiah 24:10-16, 19:18-25. My brothers and sisters, scripture says that city, when the people cry out, realize their leaders have created problems that cannot be solved by them, they will cry out to the Most High, and he will send them a savior and a judge who shall deliver them. And men discern, my brothers and sisters, what again it is to vow a true vow unto the Most High, that they might perform it, that they may know the Most High as he is, And therefore, my brothers and sisters, Israel shall be a blessing in the midst of all the nations, establishing world peace. Why didn't they tell you? It's because, my brothers and sisters, that this one comes to perform and do what no one else can. For the Most High did not say he would consecrate and give peace to the earth by the hands of any other. But the selfish ambitions of the rulers have denied you this knowledge. Chapters 24 to 27 of Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, relates what must happen at that city. At the Most High, my brothers and sisters, shall bring forth the one who shall raise up again Israel as a strong people. And they shall cry out finally, hey, this is that awaited one for whom we have waited, the promised one, one who bears the name of the Most High for whom we have waited. He will wipe away all tears from off all eyes. He will rejoice and be made glad in his salvation. My brothers and sisters, read on through the 26th to 27th chapter. It talks about a people, strong people made strong in the Most High shall ask for the opening and the lifting of the gates and the everlasting doors. My brothers and sisters, establishing Jerusalem, establishing Israel as a nation, after which the whole world shall know again the way of peace. Micah said the same in the 4th chapter. How many understand? Isaiah 40 really needs to be understood all the way from Isaiah 40th chapter out to the 66th. But my brothers and sisters, again, the scriptures talk about they who wait for him shall renew their strength. They wait for the one who exposes all the rulers shall, beyond all the pollutions of the leaders, discern again the will of one. That's a nation rebuilder, my brothers and sisters, according to the promise. Who will understand it in this time? That the misrepresentations that are among the nations must cease, that righteousness be restored. Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, 56th chapter says and talks about a messianic address of Messiah unto all the nations. Yes, my brothers and sisters, first, though, however, to his nation. Saying your thoughts have not been like his thoughts, but he has consecrated his people to be a light to all nations, that they must recognize again, my brothers and sisters, his word and his righteousness again revealed. To my brothers and sisters, be a light not only unto Israel, my brothers and sisters, but also to the strangers among the nations who would take hold to the covenant of the Most High to keep his Shabbat. How about keep all this, the pure, complete will of Yah? That it be no more like Gentiles, but my brothers and sisters, converted after the will of one, they be called by the name of the Most High, true to the Most High and him alone. That his house should be a house of prayer for all people. But what did he say? Your rulers have been like dumb dogs that could not bark. Every last one of them, it says all. None of them concerned about your discerning the righteousness, the fullness of that the Most High declared that my brother and sister, you might survive the day of wrath that is to come. Compelling the people to mock even the Most High because they praise their kings. Trusting in my brothers and sisters in hope when no hope was. But they sought to be comforted in the strength of the idolatries of their own minds and hearts. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures say the day will come that those who you trust in, who have comforted you in vain among the nations, they'll all be swept away like wind in vanity because you mock the Holy One of Israel. They'll all be swept away like wind in vanity, but those who trust in him shall inherit the land and possess his holy mountains. You will cast, yourself will cry out, cast aside the stumbling blocks. That my brothers and sisters have so long been an obstacle to our people. And yes, every lie that we have believed among the nations. My brothers and sisters, the obstacle that must be cast aside. That's nation rebuilding, my brothers and sisters. It's time to understand it. Something of these national Jesuses that have been contrived among the nations. quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, how can those who trust in a false concept of a deliverer see beyond their own misconceit? Wake up time, my brothers and sisters. Wake up time. So much still need to be restored, my brothers and sisters. So much brought again to mind. Ezekiel, my brothers and sisters, 39th chapter. Other places talk about even when the kingdom is established, how Gentiles who return with Israel. Isaiah 14 says the same. It says the time will come after a time, my brothers and sisters, they should too should be in gain an inheritance in the midst of the land. How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to discern that Israel was consecrated from the very beginning to seek the perfect will of Yah, that they might be a blessing to all nations, because I understand it's partialities on the part of the nations, partialities on the part of the people, partialities after which men have trusted in demigods, false gods, lesser standards. They have kept the nations divided, my brothers and sisters, and prideful after the ways of deviant devils who would never want your mind awakened to the fullness that the word Nahum and the word Metanoia ultimately relate. It says, comfort ye, O my people. It really relates, repent ye, O my people. Find again atonement of the Most High. Prepare to have your mind and your consciousness raised beyond all the misconceits of all the nations. My brothers and sisters, prepare to discern a conscience. That for a long time, my brothers and sisters, you've not been compelled, and certainly not by your leaders, to attain. Revelation 6 and 7, I told you. The leaders running for cover. Hide us from the face of the Lamb, him who sits upon the throne. Why? Because they sought to keep the people blind for so long. Really understood Revelation 6, the white horse rider, again, is Messiah himself. Red horse rider is the nations who seek to take, keep away the counsel of, to destroy the counsel of peace. Yes, preserving the ways of the nations against the will of one. Black horse rider is famine for a word. They murder all those who knew the truth. What do you think has happened since? Death and hell. It all happened in the first centuries, my brothers and sisters. But that same one whose word that the nations sought to destroy.
90 seconds.
Revelation 6, my brothers and sisters, say he will avenge the righteousness of Yah. Please read Revelation 19 and understand. And he will only confirm as true unto the holy name, my brothers and sisters, those who will serve Yah as he is. True Israel, Judah first, that will honor the Most High, will restore the nations, will restore even all the tribes of Israel. How many of us really understand? Wow, look like I only got about a minute left. Wow, that goes so quickly. Revelation 14, beyond this false concept of Messiah, horns like a lamb speaks to the dragon. He said he would seal, my brothers and sisters, a people. Who have the faith of Yeshua. That means the faith, faithfulness unto Yah beyond all the nations. Who is ready to understand? Joel 3 talks about he would bring back a people that finally, my brothers and sisters, there would be no uncleanness among them. Please understand. Time moves by so swiftly. Zechariah 14 says no unclean pots among his people, no unclean vessel. Who's ready to understand? Got about 20 seconds left, my brothers and sisters. Wow. I can only tell you, please check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Find out the truths that the leaders have sought for so long to hide from you. That a prophet must speak, my brothers and sisters, that I be restored. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, discern how you can support a ministry that truly works for the healing of our people. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near, and unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! I do indeed. Thank you all again, my brothers and sisters. Yes, I do. Thank you, the Most High, for all he calls to listen.